And, you know, it's whenever they share a song with us, it's not just their good voices, but they always seem to have such a good song, and there's such a good message in that song today. And Jesus is the good news, isn't he? He is the gospel. And thankful for the good song. I want to, if you'd like to read along with me today, I want to call your attention to the first psalm. The first psalm consists of six verses, and I want to read these six verses for a scripture reading. I certainly ask for your prayers today as I try to share with you the thought that the Lord has placed upon my heart. Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. That's the first psalm in its entirety, read for a scripture reading here this morning. And today I just want to talk about trees. I want to preach today about trees. I want to primarily address the people of God in this message. I want to ask you to think of yourselves today as a tree, and I want you to ask yourself the question, what kind of tree are you, and perhaps what kind of tree would you like to be? And I want to share, before I go any further, and I do have some other scriptures that I want to share with you today, but I want to share with you something that happened to me this past Friday. You know, we, as I mentioned earlier, we had a bad winter storm about a little over a week ago. Week and a half or so back, we had a bad winter storm, and I went out that day. I went outside, and the snow was falling real heavy, and I went back out. Actually, I went out two or three times that day and just went outside and walked around there in my yard, in my house, and I noticed that I have a tree right in the front of my yard, right on one corner of the house, and almost straight back from it, in the backyard, right at the back corner of the house, another tree. And when I was out there, and this was after most of the snow had and the ice had come, and I noticed that those two trees, they had a limb on each of them that was located almost at the same place on the trunk of both trees, and those limbs had got loaded down to the point that they were bending, and they were down to where they were touching the ground. And I didn't think that much about it, and I noticed, I went out Friday because I saw that a bunch of limbs from that front tree were all over the ground there on my yard, and I wanted to gather them up and get rid of them. And, you know, when I went outside to clean those limbs up out of my yard, I really didn't give thought to the Lord speaking to me out there. I really didn't think about that. But I got out there and I noticed that the limb that had bent down through the weight of the snow and the ice, that tree in the front yard, and then I went, I walked around, and I saw the tree in the back. And I thought, well, I'm probably going to have to take care of another tree limb, but that tree limb was perfectly in place. I mean, after the snow and everything had cleared off of it, it went right back up. It didn't break. It was right where it was supposed to be. And, you know, when I saw that, I thought, well, obviously the tree in the front and the tree in the back are different. They're different from each other. And then I began to think, and the Lord began to give me thoughts about all the things that the scriptures say about trees and how that in many places in the Bible that trees are likened, or perhaps I should say God's people are likened to trees. And one of these places that it's spoken about, I've read to you here in the first Psalm. But if we think about a tree, you know, they stand out there in the yard. Now, my trees are outside. Yours probably are too. Our trees are not usually growing inside of our house. They stand out there all through the year. They're exposed to all of the elements. They're exposed to, if you live in a place where there's winter, like we've had the last couple of years here, they're exposed to the harsh elements of the winter, to cold, to snow, to ice. In the springtime, they're exposed to torrential rain, and they're exposed to wind, and in the hot part of the summer, they're exposed to the heat, and they get dry, and they just are exposed all year long to all of the elements that are around them. And you know, as God's people, so are we, aren't we? And Brother Dallas made mention of that this morning in the Sunday school lesson. There are many things that we are exposed to in the world that we live in and things that surround us. As God's people, there's so much that we are exposed to. There's so much sin, and there's more, it seems like there's more bad things all the time. Sin just seems to breed, and it seems to continue to get worse and worse, and there are things that, you know, people that are living now, I think of people that have reached older age that are living now are seeing things in society that they never dreamed of years ago. But we are exposed to the elements of sin and to the world every day. And there are things that can certainly weigh us down. And there are things that certainly that we need to avoid. I've always liked Brother Wheat's statement about avoiding the devil. I've always thought that it was very much to the point. If you don't want to run into the devil, stay out of his neighborhood. And certainly we can help to expose ourselves sometimes to things that we don't need to, but we're not going to be able to completely avoid sin in this world, are we? It's going to be around us, and we're going to have a run-in with it from time to time. And the psalmist here talked about the person that delights in the law of the Lord. Now, he's having reference to the Word of God. The person that delights in the Word of God, in the law of the Lord, and in his law meditates day and night. And he said that this person would be like a tree. Now, we're not trees, literally, and we understand that. We're human beings. But there are many analogies that are drawn in the scriptures to where the servants of God are likened in one way or another to the trees. And we can learn things just in nature from the trees. You have probably heard the cliche that is used a lot of times. If a tree falls in the forest and there's no one around to hear, does it still make a sound? Well, sure it does. I told Brother Greg this morning, I read something where a lady had used that analogy, and she had said, if a man speaks and there's not a woman that hears it, is he still wrong? Well, no. He wasn't wrong in the first place, was he? But of course it does. I mean, things don't change. The effects of things don't change just because nobody is there to see it. And, you know, listen, as God's people, if we go in the wrong direction and we do something that we should not do, whether or not there's any human awareness of that, whether or not any other person knows what happened, God always knows, doesn't he? He always knows. He sees everything. And so the psalmist here said the person that delights in the law of the Lord, the person that meditates in the Word of God day and night, would be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, a tree that brings forth fruit. And you know, we ought to, as God's people, we ought to bring forth much fruit. We ought to be fruit-bearing trees. The Bible tells us Jesus instructed his church in the 5th chapter of Matthew that we are the light of the world, and that we are to let our light shine, that people may see our good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. You may recall of the time that Jesus cursed the fig tree. And the reason that he did was because it had the leaves on it. It had the appearance there of a tree that should have been bearing fruit, and it wasn't. It was a deceiver, and so he cursed it, and it withered away. And so, you know, we need to show forth, as the scriptures have taught us, as the Apostle Peter said, that we are a chosen generation and we are a royal priesthood and we are a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And so as God's people, we need to bear fruit. We need to bear the fruits of the Spirit in our life from day to day, don't we? That people may know that we truly are of the Lord, that we are one of his children, that we are that fruitful tree. He said, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I want to go through and share. I'm going to just go through and read a few other scriptures and share with you some of the things that the Bible tells us about this. In Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 7 and 8, Jeremiah employs pretty much the same language concerning this as the psalmist did here in the first psalm. Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8 said, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope is in, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be planted, he shall be as a tree rather, planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. In the 92nd Psalm, in verses 12 and 13, it says, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. And here's some scripture that I really like, and well, I like it all, but in Isaiah chapter 61, in the first three verses, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath appointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Now, that was a messianic prophecy. That was speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And you don't have to just take my word for that. You can go to the fourth chapter of the Gospel of Luke, and you can read that, where Jesus went into the synagogue, he took the book, and he read those very scriptures, and he closed the book, and he gave it back to the minister there, and he said, this day this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. This was about Jesus. Jesus came here to set us free. He came here to free us from the bondage of sin. He came here to bind up the brokenhearted. And listen, everybody, I'm convinced of this, everybody that's ever truly been saved has first been brokenhearted, because the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and he saves such as be of a contrite spirit. Jesus came here to bind up the brokenhearted. He came to set the captives at liberty, to proclaim liberty and freedom to those that were in the bondage of sin. And I'll tell you what, if the Son makes you free, you're free. You're free indeed. And the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Now he goes on and he says, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And you know, salvation was given to you and I, those of us that are saved. It was given to us for the Lord's sake. You know, we were saved for the honor and the glory of God. We are all going to escape the eternal damnations of hell, because we have been saved. Everybody that has been saved is going to escape an eternity apart and separate from God in the everlasting flames. That's the great benefit of knowing the Lord in a pardon and forgiveness of sin. But listen, the purpose for which God saved us
was for Christ's sake and to give honor and glory to him, and that we might serve him, and that we might stand for him, and that we might be, as Brother Ernie read in the Sunday school lesson this morning, that we might be pillars for the Lord, that we might be his trees, that we might represent him in this world. And listen, it's important. It's important that we don't break. That we remain strong and steadfast in the Lord. The Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. He said, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." We need to be steadfast. You know, one of the things year to year, from day to day and month to month and year to year, one of the things, one of the elements that a tree is exposed to is the wind. And boy, I'll tell you what, sometimes the wind can really get to rolling and, you know, really get to blowing hard. And sometimes you can look out at a tree and you can see it really rocking. You can see it really moving. But then once the wind is gone, once the wind has subsided, oftentimes you'll see that tree standing right where it was. And listen, I'm telling you that God can sustain us. God can keep us. We might get tossed about from time to time. We may have things that challenge us from time to time. The things that are around us may weigh us down from time to time. But listen, if we will look to the Lord, we're going to flourish, my friends. You believe that? I do. I believe that God is able to sustain us no matter how heavy the trial may become. Now, you know what? That snow and that ice laying on those tree limbs, it got heavy. It got heavy. And there are things in our life that get heavy from time to time, but you know, the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, and he said that we, as God's people, we are not to be carried about with every wind of doctrine. There are things that we are not to allow to move us. And you know, we have sung a song based upon this psalm, and it's in many of our church hymnals, and I'm sure you've heard it many times. Glory, hallelujah, I shall not be moved. Anchored in Jehovah, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. And thank God for those of his people throughout the years that have stood steadfast in the teachings, in the doctrines, in the commandments of the Lord, that no matter what was challenging them, and no matter how heavy the load upon them, that they, you know, they were sustained. And they persevered. And they made it through all that the devil would try to put upon them. And I'm going to tell you something that I really don't think that any of us. Now, I'll go back to those two natural trees that I was talking about. One of them is, I believe, a maple, and one of them is an oak. And obviously that oak is rigid and it's hard. I know the wood that comes from an oak tree, I know that's good wood to burn. It's It's a good hard wood. And evidently, the one tree, you know, was softer than the other one, and it broke. I think that it's also got something wrong with it. It hasn't looked healthy the last couple of years. I think I need to get somebody to look at it or else cut it down. I just don't think it's a healthy tree. Well, listen, I really don't believe that any of us on our own are oak trees. We're all weak. None of us have the strength in ourselves. The Apostle Paul, when he wrote to the church at Ephesus in the 6th chapter of Ephesians, when he was talking to them about putting on the whole armor of God, he gave them the remedy for their weakness. He said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now, I'll tell you, I believe that if we lean on the Lord, and that's what the scriptures are telling us here, that those that meditate upon the word of God, that those that put their trust in the Lord, the Bible didn't just say that we're all trees, that we're all likened to trees. It said those that lean upon the Lord and trust in him and meditate in his word and rely upon his word, those are the ones that he likened unto trees that will flourish and that will produce fruit. Listen, if we leave the Lord behind and we leave his word behind, there's not going to be much to us. But those that look to God, the Bible said, Isaiah said, in the 40th chapter of Isaiah, he said, those that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. You know, when the limbs are bending and things are heavy, if we look to the Lord, we'll renew. Amen. We'll renew. He can give us strength. You know, there's some very comforting scripture found in the 46th Psalm. First verse. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. When you're weighted down, when you're bending, when the weight of the world is upon you, God is our refuge and he's our strength and he's a very present help in trouble. And the psalmist went on and said, therefore will not we fear though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. If you go on and read in that 46th Psalm, Israel was comforted by this thought. When all of these things, when all the elements around them were challenging them, God said, be still and know that I am God. Sometimes that's what we need, don't we? Just be still and look to the Lord. And so, you know, God's people have flourished and have been strong servants of the Lord and have been pillars and have been trees, flourishing, fruitful trees, because they know the source of their strength. The 27th Psalm, David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. And you know, listen, when the devil tries to tear us down, when he comes and, you know, just like he did, when he challenged God concerning his servant Job, you know, when the devil tries to put things on us, listen, he wants to get us down. The devil's not satisfied with us just bending. He wants to break us. He knows he can't have our souls. but he wants our influence. And, we don't need to let him keep us weighted down. We need to just look to the Lord. The Bible gives us the remedy. Draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. He can't mess with us when we're close to Dad. He just can't do it. We get close to God, we get close to our Heavenly Father, and he'll have to run, he'll have to flee. And, we need to be those trees planted by the water, strong in the Lord, steadfast in his work, unmovable in the things that God has left us here to do, that we might bring glory to him. And, the pillars, if you go into the Old Testament and you read the two pillars that stood there at the temple, Jachin and Boaz, pillars. Jachin was, in him is strength, and Boaz was, he shall establish. He shall establish. That's what they mean, unless I got them backwards. I don't think I did. But one of them referred to strength, and one of them referred to being established. And, we need to be established, rooted, and grounded in the things of the Lord and stand strong in the power of his might. One time several years ago, I kind of got a little lesson from my garden too. I was out there and there had been some really strong wind, and I had a bunch of squash planted, and it was so pretty. I mean, those, it had got big and had big old healthy looking stems and leaves and everything, and there was a strong wind that came one day, and I went out there the next day and they were just flat. All my plants were just, the leaves and everything were just laying on the ground, and I thought, well, that's messed up, it won't be any good now. So I went out there in my garden a couple days later, and they were just all, they looked just like they did before the wind ever came. And I had this thought. I thought, man, if you got good roots, if you just got good roots. And, we got the best foundation there is, don't we? We're standing on a rock. God has placed our feet upon a rock and established our going, and we're standing on a foundation that nothing can shake and nothing can move. And we're not like those that are building their house up on sand and then the wind comes and just destroys it. We're built up on a rock. The Lord Jesus Christ is our very foundation. And he's the foundation of the church. He's the chief cornerstone. The Bible says that we're built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, and he's the head of the church. And he loves the church. And as the young people say today, when things challenge us, let's just look to the Lord and say, he's got this. He's got this. And we'll be able to be good and faithful and strong servants of the Lord if we continue looking to him. And, listen, if you're a tree, if you're one of God's children and you're a tree that needs help, well, I can tell you where you can get it. God is our refuge and strength, and he's a very present help in trouble. When you're weighted down, listen, God can take the weight off of you. He can lift the burden. The Bible says you can go and you can take it and you can cast it on him because that he cares for his children. I wonder if Brother Strode might be able to find a song that
goes with the message. I bet he can. Let's stand and have a song.
Number 339 at the bottom. Number 339. Glory, hallelujah, I shall not be moved. Anchored in Jehovah, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. In His love abiding, I shall not be moved. And in Him confiding, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. Though the tempest rages, I shall not be moved. On the rock of ages, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved.